It's Weekend with Wiser. There is so much going on. Let's start with the Clearwater Jazz Holiday finally kicking off at the Coachman Park. Return to the Roots October 16th through the 19th. Friday, the gates open at 4, 4:30 to 7 is Chiltronic Takeover on the Pier Party stage. Then followed 4:15, 5:15, Pete Carney and Orange Alert on the Visit St. Pete Clearwater stage. Polyrhythmics, who you heard us interview on Radio St. Pete on the Visit St. Pete Clearwater Plaza stage, 5:45. 7:30 to 9, The War and Treaty on the Tampa Bay Times stage, followed by Corey Wong. Saturday, October 18th, 3 o'clock, gates open, Alan Soms and Friends at 3:30, followed by the Clearwater Jazz Holiday Youth All-Star Band on the next Plaza stage, 3:40 to 5. Tomcats Jazz Orchestra. If you don't hear him on Monday nights, you can catch him as a special, 5:30 to 7, followed by Santana Soulfire. Then the big headliners get going on Saturday, October 18th, 7:30 to 9, Lady Blackbird on the Tampa Bay Times stage, and the one and the only Trombone Shorty and Orleans Avenue. Sunday, it's more of the same. Great music, fun times, great food, beer trucks, all kinds of ways to wander around and enjoy the time. 3:30 to 4:30, the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, Young Lions Jam, followed by Phil Pay Trio, about 3:15 to 4:15 on the other stage. 4:45 to 6, Have Gun Will Travel, 5 to 6, Sean Fote and Friends, followed by the headliners, yes, St. Paul and the Broken Bones, and then Trampled by Turtles. It is going to be amazing. So join the Clearwater Jazz Holiday, and that is just going to be so much fun coming up on the 25th. The one, the only, Simon Lasky Group, with Allison Nash on vocals, Mark Feynman on drums, James Suggs on trumpet, Alejandro Arenas, upright and electric bass, Jack Wilkins saxophone, the one, the only, Simon Lasky on piano. This is going to be great. They're going to be doing Burt Bacharach, and, Palladium has got so many great shows coming up. We've got Jeremy Carter coming up on November 8th. We've got Roger Barton and the Coral Reefers, members of the Coral Reefers on October 7th. And there's just more and more and more. There's the Opera, St. Pete Opera. So go to the Palladium at SPC, mypalladium.org. There is so much going on. The Dolly Museum, of course, has its new immersive. And they are also going to, if you belong to the Dolly Museum, you can get free admission to the Florida Aquarium. There's just so much fun stuff going on both sides of the bay. Tippler's Delight, the James Museum, hosts Whiskey Business, Boots, Brews, and Bourbon. And that is going to be November 7th. The Florida Holocaust Museum has completely reimagined during their years-long renovation. Please get over there to see the I'll Have What She's Having deli exhibit, the deeper experience of the Holocaust history, including Thor, a Danish fishing boat used to rescue 7,000 Jews, and the collection of Nobel laureate and Holocaust survivor Eli Wiesel. The President Barack Obama Main Library is now open as well. They've got a cafe, a bookstore, and a steam workshop. There is a wonderful yard sale in Art in the Yard when Gulfport happens 11-1. And on 10-25, the Southeast Artist Enclave will have a walking tour of the neighborhood. You can hear about that on Radio St. Pete. Click on podcasts. It will be a lovely time. Museum of Arts and Crafts Movement is going to be hosting an epic presentation, musical presentation. Emmett, from David Manson. And again, you can see Jeremy Carter there for the fundraiser. Tyrone Square. Did you know there is a gallery next to Dillard's? Zero Empty Spaces transforms vacant commercial spaces into vibrant, productive environments. There this month is Leonard Lewis, Trisha Lynn Bush, Rick Caesar, and others at work. So folks, museums downtown, museums in Tampa, always a good time. Over at the Morian Art Show, there are so many things going on. Cheap, cheap, cheaps, 11/8 through December 31st. The holiday show and sale from 11/8 to 12/31. You can still catch the Artlink Takamatsu St. Petersburg Mail Art Show until the 22nd. Morian Arts Center is a wonderful place to be. At the Morian Center for Clay, October 11th to the 1st of November, Potter's Field Member Show. The Marriott Morian Glass Studio, there are daily demonstrations, and it's just a wonderful place to be. There are so many great galleries to go down to, from Dunedin's Muddy Potter Art and Clay to the Pinellas Arts Village, which has their first Saturday art walk, 5 to 9 o'clock at the studios of 5663. There is the Schwartz Art Gallery in Pinellas Park. There's the Suntan Art Center in St. Pete Beach. There's the Clay Co-op and, of course, the Warehouse Arts District and the Zen Glass Studio and Gallery and the Chihuly Gallery. Articles by Leslie Curran, Atelier de Saucy, The Arcs Exchange, Brenda McMahon in Gulfport, Bula Barua, downtown, Clyde Butcher Galleries. Always a wonderful trip to take a little ride down to Venice. There are so many ways that you can enjoy that. And speaking of enjoying, the festivals and markets are back. Saturday Market is back on First Fridays. Creative Clay has an outdoor art market. On last Friday, John's Pass has a market. On Sunday, Corey Avenue and St. Pete High School has a market. In Clearwater, the second Saturday, it's the Market Marie. The fourth Saturday is Pinellas Arts Walk and so much more. Lumen Market is the fourth Sunday, 10 to 2 at the Lumen Exchange. Weird St. Pete finishes up its wonderful, wacky weekend this weekend at the Duncan McClellan Gallery. Please catch our friend Stephen Riordan, big Broadway energy, coming. He plays one of the characters there. So get over and see that. And coming up at American Stage is another new play. So much going on with that. Also, so much going on with Project Alchemy. Tune in with Arts Alive today, and you'll hear about that. You can always go dancing on Saturday. It's really a lot of fun. The Wild Spaces Gallery through October 25th has 125 years of Audubon in Florida, and the Floridorama is always a wonderful, immersive experience. So in addition to that, 100 Days starts at the American Stage October 22nd through November 26th. Benchmark International Arena, once Amelie Arena, on November 7th is Lainey Wilson, November 10th, Brian Adams, November 13th through the 14th, Nate Bargatze, November 15th, Kay Tronda and Justice. Capitol Theater in Clearwater has the Rocky Horror Picture Show celebrating 50 years on the 24th of October, Macy Gray, October 25th, Boyce Avenue, November 1, John 5 and Richie Kotzen, November 2nd, Live Dead and Brothers on November 5th, The Wallflowers on November 8th, Thomas Dolby, Science, November 9th, Evil Dead in Concert, November 14th and November 15th, Del McCrory Band, and that's just a tip of the iceberg at Capitol Theater. Central Park Performing Arts Center in Largo continues to rock our world, and in fact, you can see Women of Rock Las Vegas, followed by the 18th, Modern Motions and Romantic Reveilles, A Little Haunted Illusions on the 24th, Pinkalicious October 25th, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live October 25th, like we didn't know that. Again, more October Rocky Horror Picture Show, October 26th, 50th Anniversary Movie and Shadowcast, and then Cabaret on November 7th through the 16th. Horan Park continues its free concerts at Bocasiega Drive. So Icons of Pop, tribute to Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars on the 17th and the Horny Toads Band on the 24th. There's also a Making Some Noise, a Tampa Bay tribute to Tom Petty. That was at Emerson Avenue, at Noisemakers. But I want you to check out Noisemakers. They always have a lot of things. Early Bird Dinner Theater in Clearwater through October 26th, 37 postcards, followed by November 8th through December 14th on the first day of Christmas by Ken Levine. Off Central has some terrific things going on. Edgar College, did you know there's a film series there in the Miller Auditorium? So October 17th is Mistress Dispeller. October 24th, Folk Tales. October 31st, The Shrouds. November 7th, Misericordia. And November 14th, Victor. Some of these have subtitles. And speaking of movies, Greenlight Cinema, independent cinema, absolutely the best in town. They have so many movies going on, and I encourage you to go there. 8 o'clock Theater is doing Cabaret, November 7th through the 16th. Floridian Social, you can catch the crew there most Sunday nights. Jazz Sunday starting at 2, usually with Boho. Francis Wilson Playhouse, they're closing out Love on October 19th. Greenlight Cinema has Blue Moon, October 24th through the 30th, 31st to November 6th, The Mastermind, and November 7th through the 13th, It Was Just an Accident. Gulfport Community Players, Backdoor Theater, November 13th through 23rd, Sex Please, We're 60. Can't wait to see that. That sounds interesting. Janice Live continues its outdoor standing room only venue, October 20th, I Am Tongi, October 24th, Thrice, Better Than Ezra, October 25th, Matsuhishi, I can never say that, but he's fabulous. October 26th, Jack's Mannequin, October 31st, and so much more. There is a wonderful series, Under the Stars, at the Art District's Art Exchange. October 17th is Rumba Flamingo Night with Nueva Flamenco Guitar, Virtuosity and Fiery Rhythms from Rodolfo Troncoso and Sebastian Fox. The one and only Tito Puente sizzles with salsa October 24th, bringing mambo energy to the stave. The Fractal Free Jazz and Dance Fusion meshes improvised music and modern movement in a collaborative performance. And followed by that, November 20th, yes, it's going to be Warehouse Arts District's second annual fundraiser is Tango Under the Stars. It will be an elegant celebration of Latin culture and artistic vibrancy with a Latin Grammy-nominated tango ensemble, Argentinian barbecue, and live painting performances. Hats off to Marcus Gottschalk, executive director, Rodolfo Troncoso, and the team. Zeta the Babe on October 23rd, this collaboration between the Salty Vocas and saxophonists. It's a poetry and sax benefit concert. I can't wait to see. It's going to be a silent disco style with headphones. You'll hear a short pre-recorded monologue from each artist before they perform. Also going on this weekend, Santa Paid Opera's Carlisle Floyd's Susanna, October 17th, 19th, 21st. The Moody Blues Tribute, October 27th. Toby the Experience, November 3rd, and Jeremy Carter, My Favorite Things. October 31st is Peter Frampton, All Country Chorus Concert on November 3rd, November 8th, an evening with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. On November 13th, Mannheim Steamroller gets us into the season at Ruth Eckerd Hall, followed by November 14th, Neil Berg's 50 Years of Rock and Roll, and then November 15th, America. Seminole Hard Rock Casino has some great things, but in particular, John Legend is there on October 26th, and Brian Adams is there November 9th. November 7th through 8th is the one and the only Sting. Straz is really gearing up for some amazing things. The 28th through the November 2nd is Water for Elephants. David Sedaris, the Hilarious, is October 30th, Love versus Death, November 1 through the 2nd. And Andres Cepeda, November 1st, An Illusionist Tale, November 6th through the 11th. Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, November 8th. The Wizard of Oz, November 14th through the 23rd. And it goes on and on and on. Studio at Grand Central, through the 19th, White by James James. And then November 13th through the 23rd, Art by Yasmin Riza. And finally, the Mahaffey Theater. October 18th, we have Tchaikovsky. October 19th, the Basement Yard Experience. October 21st, BAMFest Career Day for Bill Edwards Foundation for the Arts. October 23rd, Word Ballet Company, Cinderella. October 24th, The Hilarious Randy Rainbow. October 27th, Pinkalicious the Musical. November 1st, again, Florida Orchestra with Troop Vertigo. November 7th, Brothers Again. 11-9, the 99.5 QYK Guitar Pull, A Charlie Brown Christmas on November 12th, and Disco Inferno with the Florida Orchestra on November 15th. Piano Man over at the Palladium was fabulous. I loved it. It was absolutely amazing. And I'm going to tell you, you need to go to the Let's Go Guide and look up everything that's going on. I know that Bill DeYoung will be at McGow Park in Largo talking about his vintage St. Pete. And the Museum of Fine Arts has a smartly dressed fashion show at the Palladium on November 6th and October 19th, a German speaking tour with Anita Burrow. So, if you can't find something to do on our Let's Go Guide or What's Happening page or in Weekend with Wiser, folks, get out there and have fun. Until I see you again, it's Weekend with Wiser. I'm your host, Annette Wiser. Aloha.